Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
Every door has at least two functions, to let in and to let out. A door from the outside offers an invitation. The same door, viewed from the inside, is an opportunity. Outside the church, we have a life that is filled with wonders and trials. It is up to us as to how we interpret the world outside the doors of the church and therefore understand our life. We have walked on this journey into the divine liturgy since the beginning of Lent, and today, on this 36th day, we receive the final blessing of the liturgy before leaving the church. It is a wish for the opportunities that wait outside the doors of the church. The gospel has been heralded, and the deacons bid for this blessing. The priest blesses the people. O Christ, guard and protect your people under the shadow of your holy and precious cross in peace. Protect and deliver them from enemies, visible and invisible, so that we may always glorify you along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. The people, in a most festive voice, sing the hymn, Ornetsukusder, Amen Einjam. We will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be on our lips at all times. The priest, making the sign of the cross over the people, says, Be blessed with the grace of the Holy Spirit. Depart in peace, and may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen. This is the voice of empowerment, giving us the necessary strength in our daily dealings until we meet again at the next divine liturgy. The same inviting doors are now open for us to return with an opportunity to proclaim the love and power we received from the church. The final words of the Divine Liturgy proclaim blessings and praise, as did most of every word in the Divine Liturgy. A blessing is luck without the element of chance. It is not by chance that we entered into the church this day. Rather, it was an answer to a divine call. It is not by chance that we walk through this Lenten journey, just as it was not by chance that the doors open for us on this 36th day. 36 is a mystical number within Armodoxy because it corresponds to the numbers of letters in the Armenian alphabet. The Armenian letters are mystically balanced, forming a 6x6 matrix, as well as a 4x9 matrix on which a numbering system for prayer is built. It is not by chance. Rather, it is a blessing. Luck without the element of chance. Reminding us to keep the Divine Liturgy in our heart as a blessing of God in our life throughout the week. Our Lenten journey has not ended, During the next 4 days, we will be continuing on our path and exploring the effects of the Divine Liturgy in our life in this world. That is, the practical application of the Divine Liturgy in our lives. You can't have the Divine Liturgy by chance. No, it is luck without that element of chance. In other words, it is a blessing. Applying Christianity is at the heart of the Divine Liturgy. After all, if we remain within the doors, we would lose the opportunity to love and exercise the compassion that is in our heart. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.